Pablo went over to the nearest tree and watched down the slope, across the slope, and up the road across the gorge. Pablo was looking at the gray horse on the slope with true regret on his face, and Pilar and Maria were with Robert Jordan, where he sat against the tree trunk. "Slit the trouser, will thee?" he said to Pilar. Maria crouched by him and did not speak. The sun was on her hair, and her face was twisted as a child's contorts before it cries, but she was not crying. Pilar took her knife and slit his trouser leg down below the left-hand pocket. Robert Jordan spread the cloth with his hands and looked at the stretch of his thigh. 10 inches below the hip joint there was a pointed, purple swelling, like a sharp-peaked little tent, and as he touched it with his fingers, he could feel the snapped-off thigh bone tight against the skin. His leg was lying at an odd angle. He looked up at Pilar. Her face had the same expression as Maria's. "Anda," he said to her. "Go." She went away with her head down without saying anything, nor looking back, and Robert Jordan could see her shoulders shaking. "Guapa," he said to Maria, and took hold of her two hands. "Listen, we will not be going to Madrid." Then she started to cry. "No, Guapa, don't," he said. "Listen, we will not go to Madrid now, but I go always with thee, wherever thou goest. Understand?" She said nothing and pushed her head against his cheek with her arms around him. "Listen to this well, rabbit," he said. He knew there was a great hurry, and he was sweating very much, but this had to be said and understood. "Thou wilt go now, rabbit, but I go with thee. As long as there is one of us, there is both of us. Do you understand?"
"Nay, I stay with thee."
"Nay, rabbit, what I do now I do alone. I could not do it well with thee. If thou goest, then I go too. Do you not see how it is? Whichever one there is both."
"I will stay with thee."
"Nay, rabbit, listen. That people cannot do together. Each one must do it alone. But if thou goest, then I go with thee. It is in that way that I go too. Thou wilt go now, I know, for thou art good and kind. Thou wilt go now for us both."
"But it is easier if I stay with thee," she said. "It is better for me."
"Yes, therefore go for a favor. Do it for me, since it is what thou canst do."
"But you don't understand, Roberto. What about me? It is worse for me to go."
"Surely," he said, "it is harder for thee. But I am thee also now." She said nothing. He looked at her, and he was sweating heavily, and he spoke now, trying harder to do something than he had ever tried in all his life. "Now you will go for both of us," he said. "You must not be selfish, rabbit. You must do your duty now." She shook her head. "You are me now," he said. "Surely thou must feel it, rabbit." "Rabbit, listen," he said. "Truly thus I go too. I swear it to thee." She said nothing. "Now you see it," he said. "Now I see it is clear. Now thou wilt go. Good. Now you are going. Now you have said you will go." She had said nothing. "Now I thank thee for it. Now you are going well and fast and far, and we both go in thee. Now put thy hand here. Now put thy head down. Nay, put it down. That is right. Now I put my hand there. Good. Thou art so good. Now do not think more. Now art thou doing what thou should. Now thou art obeying, not me, but us both, the me in thee. Now you go for us both, truly. We both go in thee now. This I have promised thee. Thou art very good to go, and very kind." He jerked his head at Pablo, who was half looking at him from the tree, and Pablo started over. He motioned with his thumb to Pilar. "We will go to Madrid another time, rabbit," he said, "truly. Now stand up and go, and we both go. Stand up. See?"
"No,"
she said, and held him tight around the neck. He spoke now still calmly and reasonably, but with great authority. "Stand up," he said. "Thou art me too now. Thou art all there will be of me. Stand up." She stood up slowly, crying, and with her head down. Then she dropped quickly beside him, and then stood up again, slowly and tiredly, as he said, "Stand up, Guapa." Pilar was holding her by the arm, and she was standing there.
"Vamonos," Pilar said.
"Dost lack anything, Inglés?" She looked at him and shook her head. No, he said, and went on talking to Maria. There is no goodbye, Guapa, because we are not apart. That it should be good in the Gredos. Go now. Go good. Nay, he spoke now, still calmly and reasonably, as Pilar walked the girl along. Do not turn around. Put thy foot in. Yes, thy foot in. Help her up, he said to Pilar. Get her in the saddle. Swing up now.